I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It's not a sure thing yet, but President Trump is expected to announce plans tomorrow to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel and move the U.S. embassy there. Today in Washington, his advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, said Trump is still thinking about it.
He's still looking at a lot of different facts, and that when he makes his decision, he'll be the one to want to tell you, not me. So he'll make sure he does that at the right time.
Diplomats are urging Trump not to do it. They warn that recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital would undermine peace efforts and Trump's credibility in the region. Senior Palestinian official Nabil Shaath agrees.
That totally destroys any chance that he will play a role as an honest broker. That takes away honest, takes away broker, takes away chaperone of peace, takes away the deal of the century.
I asked Daniel Kurtzer for his perspective. He's a former U.S. ambassador to Egypt and Israel, now a professor of Middle East policy at Princeton.
First of all, both Israel and the Palestinians claim Jerusalem as the capital of their states. And the United States, as a third party that has always been interested in trying to achieve a settlement, would be taking a unilateral step to support the position of one side over the other. So it doesn't make any sense from a diplomatic standpoint. It may resolve some of the administration's internal political issues, but in doing so, it would effectively end the U.S. role in trying to broker a peace settlement.
Just to play devil's advocate, I mean, Israel recognizes Jerusalem as its capital, just like Washington is the capital of the U.S. We all learn that in school. So why shouldn't Trump call the capital what it is?
You know, just a short note of history. In 1948, it would have made sense for the United States to do that because Israel occupied the western part of the city. Jordan occupied the eastern part of the city. But the U.S. didn't do it. After 67, when Israel took over the entire city, it expanded the boundaries and applied its sovereignty throughout the city. So saying that the United States recognizes Jerusalem as the capital could be confused with recognizing all of what Israel did in 1967 by expanding the boundaries and annexing the territory. And that's what made it more complicated. So today, it's not an easy problem simply to say that because Israel declares Jerusalem its capital, the U.S. should do the same thing.
Do any other countries have this debate about where their embassy should be and what the recognized capital of Israel is?
No, not today. A few years ago, there were a couple of Latin countries that did in fact maintain an embassy in Jerusalem, but that changed for lots of different reasons, not the least of which was a kind of feeling that it was supporting the occupation in some way, that it wasn't helping advance the prospects for peace.
What will reaction to this be from Palestinians?
You know, nobody knows. It could run the gamut from a yawn, which is, you know, we know the United States is biased, so what difference does this make? To violence. It could bring people out on the street. Anything that touches Jerusalem also impacts Muslim attitudes around the world. We saw that with that minor event when, you remember, two Israeli security guards were shot outside the Temple Mount and Israel put up magnetometers, and it created riots all over the world. This could create an even bigger reaction.
And presumably, Prime Minister Netanyahu is pleased with this announcement. Explain why.
For his base, this is a recognition of Israel's claim to all of Jerusalem. That's the way they'll interpret this.
Previously, the Palestinians saw their right to East Jerusalem, at least.
At least, yeah. In other words, some division of the sovereignty over the city. And therefore, Netanyahu will chalk this up as a major victory in which the Israel's biggest ally, most important ally, the United States, has, in his view, finally come around to accepting the reality of Israel's claim in Jerusalem.
Do you think Trump, maybe at the last minute, could kind of addend the deal by saying we're just looking for West Jerusalem?
I would be pretty sure that that's what he'll try to say, but it still ends up being a unilateral move because there's no definition of what West Jerusalem is. Israel is claiming all of Jerusalem and has built settlements, neighborhoods on the eastern side of the city. So, you know, saying West Jerusalem has no particular meaning right now.
Would it have any meaning symbolically if he were to say that?
I think that's what he would hope that it would have. My guess is they're trying to find wording that conveys the idea that we recognize Jerusalem, but that we're not precluding the possibility of a peace settlement on Jerusalem. And they're going to try to square that circle, but this is not a circle that's easy to be squared. You know, no circle is.
Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel there, Daniel Kurtzer, on what's at stake with President Trump's decision on Jerusalem.